This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've been talking about this whistleblower testimony that the Democrats want, and they really don't. And we're going to get back to that. But before we do that, I want to talk about another subject. Wow. I got to tell you, leftist crack, what links do they have? I mean, I don't get them. I really don't. It's tough to get into the head of a crazy person, you know, a serial killer type person. It really is. Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com. So, in New York City, under the guise of protecting illegal aliens, they're now considering a fine for people who dare use the term illegal alien. You heard what I said. Your First Amendment right. You know, you utter stuff. I don't know if you know how speech works and communications, but you have what's called a vocal cord. Vocal cords that are part of your voice box. And those cords grind against one another and resonate, and then if stuff comes out of your mouth, and we call those words and sentences and paragraphs and things like this, thoughts and ideas generated from your brain, and then it comes out of your mouth, and you say stuff, okay? And we, the founding fathers, found it very pertinent to say, we have to give you a First Amendment right to free speech. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe it is your God-given right to free speech. But the founding fathers knew what was up, and they said, even though it is your God-given right to free speech, there are people who are going to tell you that all that stuff that God gave you to utter stuff like, you know, because we used to grunt in the old days before we had a communication system. But regardless, all the stuff that God gave you, man needs to give you again, because there are going to be other clowns, these fools. You know, they predicted utopians, progressive liberal utopians, would want to take away your ability to have speech. Why not just cut everybody's throats or cut out the vocal cords at birth? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Free speech. So you can't say illegal alien in New York. New York City wants to punish citizens for using the actual term for illegal aliens. I mean, that's essentially where we are here. So here's what Fox News wrote. New York City's Commission on Human Rights announced that residents could face up to $250,000 if they use terms such as illegal alien with an intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person. Oh, so at least there's an escape. The Hillary Clinton intent clause. I did not mean to humiliate, embarrass, or demean the person. It was not my intent. That's going to be my out. The Hillary Clinton clause. Threatening to call ICE. Yeah. When motivated by discrimination, derogatory use of the term illegal alien, discrimination based on limited English proficiency, or unlawful discriminatory treatment under the New York City Human Rights Law, the announcement read. Hate has no place here, was a tweet from the city of New York. Their announcement ticked off a list of offensive ways to address immigrants. Offensive ways to... what about offensive ways to address citizens? Because you know, in California, if you misgender, you could be jailed. So now, if you use the term illegal alien against an illegal alien, or someone you may suspect, listen, just out of curiosity, are you here legally? Oh, no. The same people who wanted to charge you $100 for an expired meter, 2 seconds on a ticket, have determined that if you use the term illegal alien in New York, the fine should be up to $250,000. Yeah. $250,000 for offending a potentially illegal person. I wonder what one pays when offending a citizen. I'm just curious. But let's put it in perspective. $250,000 is a pretty nice home in most areas of the country. In New York, it doesn't get you much. But in most areas of the country, $250,000 is a nice house. So, obviously, this type of language is really important to New Yorkers if they're offending, an illegal. Because some bureaucrat said, I wonder what we should charge. We need to make it a point to make sure that people never want to use the term illegal. So, let's make it $250,000. Why not make it $250 million? Wow. I'm sure that all New Yorkers agree that illegal aliens warrant this special treatment. I'll bet you that New Yorkers have this issue at the top of their priority list. So thankfully, this most heinous act could be curbed, if not outright stopped, with a $250,000 fine. If I'm being a bit sarcastic, you might detect that. It's because I am. I want you to understand the arbitrary nature of politics in liberal cities, where somebody says, first of all, you can't say what is legit. You can't use your First Amendment rights to speak. Or, you know what we're going to do? We're going to fine you for your First Amendment right, because I'm going to go to New York and say, hey, all you illegal aliens, and I want to be the first test case for somebody charging me $250,000 for accusing someone, without intent, of course, of being an illegal. I cannot wait to go win my case. I wanted to know who decided on this fine. What leftist went, you know what, we're going to really make the citizens pay if they do this. And what other fines have they levied against New York citizens when this one's worth $250,000? I'll give you an example. If you honk your horn now in New York, it's a $500 fine. If you honk it, and a cop comes over. They say it's too much noise pollution. Just giving you some ideas here. Do you understand the level of crazy that you have to say, if you use, first of all, if you use your God-given rights and your First Amendment man-given rights, not that man needs to give you anything, to call somebody what they are, you run the risk of us fining you into oblivion. How many people do you think can pay this fine or would pay this fine? How many people do you think are even going to be charged with it? Just the idea of it is, in my opinion, something that needs to be stopped. Lots more to talk about, folks, when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The people voted and, you know, they have to get on with it. And suddenly it's like, oh, well, we don't like that vote. And what do you mean you don't like that vote? You had the vote. This is what won. Let's get on with it.
Would you have voted that way?
I would have voted for Brexit, yes. I would have voted to get out. But don't tell Bob Geldof.
Why did you vote that way, Ringo?
Well, because I think it's a great move. I think, you know, to be in control of your own country is a good move.
That was Beatle, Ringo Starr, talking about Brexit. British sovereignty, the British exit. Folks, let me tell you what's happening right now. Black folks are leaving the Democratic Party, and we are chiefly one of the groups it's immeasurable. I can't measure that. But we are responsible for a part of it, and it's a significant part, because what we did is we launched a criminal justice reform project around suing cities for being sanctuary cities, because these cities are violating the rights of mostly black citizens under equal protection. Now, they're violating the rights of citizens, period. Doesn't matter to me what color is. But let me tell you why it matters what color it is. Because it is black Democrats whose rights are being violated, mostly in these cities. Black people who have voted for Democrats. The very Democrats who now provide sanctuary for illegals in those cities and will not charge them with a crime. So let me give you the scam. You want to hear the scam? Here's the scam. According to the Vienna Convention, not Geneva, Vienna, we're supposed to let people know when we arrest their citizens. If you're a foreign citizen in our land, we're supposed to let you know. So when we arrest one of your citizens, we're supposed to tell you, hey, Venezuela, we got one of your guys. And then the consulate determines what the punishment should be. We work it out together, deport them, they do what they want. But we're not even reporting that we're arresting Venezuelan or any other citizens, because what happens is once we make that arrest, ICE is notified. Yeah. So the cities go, well, we aren't going to make those arrests and because we'd have to notify ICE and then they would be deported. So the reason why you could be arrested in your city for doing a crime, but they won't arrest somebody from a sanctuary city, is because of ICE and the actions that must occur per this agreement that the world has signed. Now, in some cases, we do arrest these citizens. They still don't tell ICE. And that's created problems for Americans all over the world, because there are countries that say, you're arresting our citizens and you're not even letting us know. Now, that's issue number one. The second issue, and the reason why we are going to be suing the city of Philadelphia and other cities, is because they fudge the statistics. I talked about it the other day. They tell us, criminals, illegals are no more likely to commit a crime than an American citizen. And that's blatantly a lie. And it's provable with our data. And let me tell you why. The reason is they will not charge these people with the crime. For the reason I just stated before. They don't want to charge them with the crime because then they got to involve ICE. And then the person's going to be deported. And that's the nature. That is what the world has agreed to. Democrats here who want to follow the UN and all these other things where the New World Order is don't want to follow this rule. Why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. They want you ashamed of the browning of America, and they want you to believe the lie that these illegals that have already committed a crime are less likely to commit crimes. And we know, in fact, I'll tell you this, we've got data on sexual assaults in Philadelphia that you're going, you're not even reporting that illegals are sexually assaulting women in this country, women of color too, by the way, because you don't want them deported. Sexual predators are roaming the streets of our country because the Democrats don't want to report it. Violating the rights of citizens, equal protection. Not only equal protection in terms of what you do with the criminal, but equal protection in the sense of you're letting criminals out on the street because of your narrative, your fake news narrative. This is what you're up against. And I could go on. I could tell you more about this stuff, but here's what I'm telling you. At usacriminaljusticereform.org/Philly, we have a survey there, and you can help us with this. You can be a part of this whole thing that will fix this. Because the minute that we can prove one, we're going to go to the next one. And we're going to prove that one. Because there are whistleblowers within these police departments, within all of the legal system that want this solved. I know city government is there, but let me tell you, once black folks are up in arms that while we've got a criminal justice problem that is separating black folks from their families, sometimes erroneously, done maliciously, other times it's for far too long for the same crimes and all these other things. When they find out there's a two-tier justice system that illegals are getting better treatment than they are going to be livid. And let me tell you, I have the results. Maybe what we should do is we should read some of those results from when we sent out cell phone messages and said, what do you think about this? This is mind-blowing stuff we got back. The only reason why I'm not talking about it is because one of my friends who's a benefactor to us, he paid for the survey. And I'm going to get permission from him. But if he gives me permission, I'm going to start reading you some of these comments from black folks. They are not happy. And hey, here's a surprise for you. This is a little extra. You didn't even pay for this in listening to the Kevin Jackson Show today. This is extra. It's like getting a little more gravy on your potatoes. Or I'm going to throw in some cornbread. Many of the people that we sent this stuff to, they said, go Donald Trump. I don't know the numbers yet because we're still parsing the data. We did two surveys. But let me tell you, I was very pleased at the number of people that are like, I'm voting for Trump. Now, I don't know how to break this data down because, you know, we sent it to a lot of folks and, you know, it was, I got experts working on that. But let me tell you, Democrats better be afraid. And when this thing goes national and suddenly we've got Radio One, which is black radio, talking about this issue and making it a reality, you know, getting it into the mainstream. Guess what? What do you think is going to happen? Because I'm talking with Don Jr. about getting his data to the president. What do you think is going to happen when President Trump starts talking about this project? What do you think is going to happen? Big deal, folks. Big deal. We're arming him for the election cycle. And proud of it, too. Anyway, Ringo Starr wants to exit. Many black people do, and we'll prove it to you. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former Dallas area police officer is facing life in prison following a murder conviction. A jury returned this morning. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Defendant Amber Geiger sobs as the verdict is read.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
Geiger was off duty but in uniform when she shot Botham Jean to death last fall. She claims that she mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. prosecutors focused on Geiger's training, arguing she failed to follow Dallas police protocol. The punishment phase begins later today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday fired off a letter to House Democrats accusing them of intimidation and bullying. State Department officials will also not show up for depositions this week in the impeachment investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President! They gave one to Obama immediately upon his ascent to the presidency, and he had no idea why he got it. And you know what? That was the only thing I agreed with him on.
That was President Donald Trump being a boss, boy. So he had gone to the UN. They had that little girl. I don't even know her name, but everybody's making a big deal about her. She's autistic, and she went out there talking about, you know, people, you're killing me and all. I don't even know the details around it. But she was a prop, a tool being used by the leftists. They should be ashamed of themselves for using her. And then people, I think people were talking about giving her a Nobel Peace Prize, and Trump's like, give her one. It's useless. It's worthless. It's like a Pulitzer now. I mean, we want to hang on to these things and make them big. Let me tell you something, conservatives. We should be making our own stuff big, not their stuff. A Pulitzer means nothing. Maybe a Breitbart will mean something someday. You get what I'm at? Anyway, talking about all kinds of stuff, mostly related to this idiotic idea of bringing in the whistleblower to testify. All the stuff around the Ukraine situation with Joe Biden and his crooked son and others. And it has me scratching my head. And if you're like me, your head is well scarred because Democrats have you scratching your head on everything. The whistleblower is a deep state swamp rat. Here's what this article says. Whistleblower who claims President Trump used his power of office to, quote, solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election, including pressuring a foreign country to investigate one of the president's main domestic political rivals, is a CIA officer who was detailed to work at the White House before returning to the CIA. This is the New York Times. His complaint states, over the past 4 months, more than half a dozen U.S. officials have informed me of various facts related to this effort. The information provided herein was relayed to me in the course of official interagency business. It is routine for U.S. officials with responsibility for a particular regional or functional portfolio to share such information with one another in order to inform policymaking and analysis. In other words, what he's saying is there is an investigation, a cabal of spies inside of the Trump team, the Trump White House, and they've all colluded in order to get rid of the president. And let me just put it another way. And having all of these things available to them, the remnants of the Obama administration, deep state swamp rats, and everything else that they've tried to get Donald Trump, they have nothing on this man. And it's a very simple reason why. Anybody want to guess? My producers, you guys want to guess why it is impossible to get Donald Trump with all this trickery that the left is doing? Bingo. One of my producers said, it's because he's not doing anything wrong. And you're exactly right. They want to set Donald Trump up because he's doing the official business of the president. He has a conversation with a Ukrainian head of state, and he says, hey, listen, if there's been some shenanigans in our political system, and your guys, your team is on it, I'd like to know about this. You should look into this. And oh, by the way, if we're doing it to you, if we're pressuring your people the way some are looting, you should be looking into that. Nobody above is above the law in the United States or in the Ukraine. Now, if Barack Obama had done this, I'd be celebrating it. I'd say, great, I'm glad he's looking into his own vice president. If he was looking into Mike Pence for getting his crackhead son a job that he was wholly unqualified for, I would say, you know what? In this particular case, I got to go with Obama. The left can't do that. They can't. It isn't within them. They don't have that gene. So, you know, these are life. I mean, let's go back to the Nobel Peace Prize. They give a man who just got becomes a president a Nobel Peace Prize as he's waging three wars, and they don't see it as weird. They don't think anybody's going to notice. It's kind of like we won't notice that suspiciously, every time Joe Biden and his son go to a country, his son ends up benefiting, getting some sort of a fat deal. Whether it's millions of dollars or billions in loans or a fat cat job on a board or whatever, and his company gets a fat cat check, we would never put two and two together. Or maybe the Democrats believe themselves to be above the law. And see, I think it's that one, because Democrats often say nobody is above the law, which means they believe themselves to be above the law. The whistleblower. Then the whistleblower admits this. It's the guy that's going to testify that Adam Schiff wants to testify. I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. No, you were not a direct witness to any of the events described. However, he says, I found my colleagues' accounts of these events to be credible, because in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another. In addition, a variety of information consistent with these private accounts has been reported publicly. Yes, indeed it has, by the president. Bring it, Adam Schiff. Come on. Look, at some point, And I know many of you are asking for this. When do we turn and start investigating these so-called investigators? When do we start looking at Jerry Nadler? When do we start looking at Adam Schiff? When do we start really looking at James Comey? When do we start looking at John Clapper and John Brennan? James Clapper, rather, and John Brennan. When do we start looking at these people? When do we start looking at Hunter Biden? When do we start looking at Joe Biden and connecting the dots? I think some of it's already beginning to happen. Rudy Giuliani certainly has opened up a can of worms.
I also, everything I say with affidavits, I have an affidavit here that's been online for 6 months that nobody bothered to read, from the gentleman who was fired, Victor Shokin, the so-called corrupt prosecutor. The Biden people say that he wasn't investigating Hunter Biden at the time. He says under oath that he was.
But as you know, I know he says that under oath.
Oh, we don't even know him. He must not be telling the truth.
We know that Vice President Biden was part of an international effort, was part of a government-wide effort to help push the prosecutor out.
The name here was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. And it said that the president of the Ukraine asked me to resign due to pressure from the U.S. presidential administration. The truth is that I was forced out because I was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into Burisma Holdings and Joe Biden's son. That's under oath by the prosecutor who was handling the case, who they say is corrupt. Now, a lot of prosecutors.
It's not just they who said he's corrupt. The European Union said he's corrupt. The entire U.S. administration.
Oh, they all said it. Anybody prove it?
That's why he was removed from office.
No, it wasn't. The reason he was removed from office was he resigned because the president forced him to resign. And then, just in case we want to deal with the corruption thing, I have another affidavit, this time from another Ukrainian prosecutor, who says that the day after Biden strong-armed the president to remove Shokin, they show up in the prosecutor's office, lawyers for Hunter Biden show up in the prosecutor's office, and they give an apology for dissemination of false information.
You
know what the apology is for? For having gotten out the story that this guy was corrupt. Now, if you met this guy, he's not very good at corruption because he's very poor. Well, unlike the prosecutor who tanked the case on Biden, who's driving around in a Bentley.
Okay, you.
So Rudy's essentially saying that once, and we talked about this, I think, the other day, where he says, look, they knew they screwed up. They tried to make good with us because, you know, they knew that there's some shenanigans that had gone on. But that's not even the point. I want to say something about what Stephanopoulos said. Stephanopoulos interrupted him early in that clip and said, but admittedly, Biden was part of an international effort, and Rudy cut him off. And what Stephanopoulos was going to do was give Biden some cover and say, look, Joe Biden was leading the effort to bring business into America, blah, 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 blah. I would love to get Stephanopoulos' take on this had it been Vice President Pence, who every time he went to a country and took his crackhead son, the crackhead son came out with a sweetheart deal. What's this international effort got to do with your personal gain? And I already played a clip the other day where Cuomo made the comment, look, Joe Biden, look, there's no question there was quid pro quo, but not for personal gain. I mean, Cuomo actually made that statement. Yeah, we can play the clip. Again, my producer's like, you want me to get the clip? No, I don't need it. Cuomo made the statement with his own mouth. It wasn't he didn't have anything to gain personally. I guess he doesn't feel like helping his crackhead son get couple of fat cat deals every country that he goes to isn't personal for Joe Biden. But this is the level that we've stooped to in this country, to where the left will cover up for Hillary Clinton. They will cover up for Susan Rice, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Joe Biden, John Kerry, you name it, all in the name of elitism and keeping power for the left. And meanwhile, the guy who's actually got a track record of success dealing with American citizens and trying to put the power back into the hands of the people, they do everything they can to depose him. When I tell you they use every dirty trick in the book, you're watching it occur right before your eyes. A whistleblower who has seen nothing, and they want him to test.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Are you going to
cooperate with the House Intelligence Committee?
That is a question that has a lot of implications to it. Believe it or not, I'm an attorney. Everything I did was to defend my client. I am proud of what I did, and I am proud of having uncovered what will turn out to be a massive pay-for-play scheme, not unlike the Clinton Foundation.
So will you cooperate?
And then we got to look at the $1.5 billion from China.
You keep,
and
on, throwing other places, keep on throwing out the charges.
And the two other places that Hunter Biden went to sell his father's
Will
office.
You cooperate with the House Intelligence Committee?
I wouldn't cooperate with Adam Schiff. I think Adam Schiff should be removed. If they remove Adam Schiff, if they put a neutral person in who hasn't prejudged the case, if they put someone in, a Democrat who hasn't expressed an opinion yet, if I had a judge in a case and he had already announced I'm going to impeach, if he already went ahead and did a whole false episode, wouldn't I move to recuse that judge?
So that's your answer. You're not going to cooperate.
I didn't say that. I said I will consider it.
You said you wouldn't do it.
You said
you will not cooperate with that.
I said I will consider it. I have to be guided by my client, frankly. I'm a lawyer. It's his privilege, not mine. If he decides that he wants me to testify, Of course I'll testify, even though I think Adam Schiff is an illegitimate chairman. He has already prejudged the case.
The whistleblower without a whistle. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Rudy Giuliani. I would love to see Rudy Giuliani. If you think that Corey Lewandowski torched the Democrats in that last little fiasco that they tried to get him on, man, I can't wait to see Rudy Giuliani get up there and give Adam Schiff the blues. When he starts reading things in, when it's the Republicans' time to ask questions of Rudy and Rudy just goes at him, can you imagine? Look, I've already said the whistleblower, the guy without the whistle, the former CIA agent, or that was on loan from John Brennan, deep state remnant holdover Obama swamp rat that they planted inside of the Trump administration. And so they could dig up dirt on the president, and all he's got is hearsay. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I can't wait to hear more about this. Can't wait. Look, I'm not a huge fan of Mark Levin, but I got to tell you, I watched a clip of him with Ed Henry of Fox, and I have to tell you, it was brilliant. I see why people listen to the dude. Mark and I had a bit of a run-in when he was talking about, you know, people ask me to be funny. I'm not funny. And then he was talking about people like me, you know, kind of criticizing our style. And my thing is, everybody's got their style. You know, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. So I don't know what he knows, but he doesn't know what I know. And so we all got to work together. But so it was almost like it was an attack on people who bring a bit more humor to their radio shows or to whatever they do, as if we're not serious people. I'm just as serious as Levin. I'm not getting after him. I just want to cover that because I lost respect for him because of that. But I got to tell you, he handled Ed Henry. So I've gained a little bit of it back. But it does bug me when people try to criticize somebody else's style. It's like I talk about Candace Owens a lot. I personally don't think her style is that big of a deal, but I'm not, you know, people say to me, Kevin, what do you feel about it? I go, I don't learn anything new from Candace. I don't learn anything new from her. I'm much older, and I see her as a young conservative trying to figure her way out. But if she's effective, I want nothing but success for her. And, oh, Kevin, do you trust her motivations? Not for me to say. Doesn't matter. I want her to be, if she's legit, and she wants to improve America, I'm 100% behind her. Yeah, but there are, look, I can speak for myself. If I wanted personal gain in this industry, I could have it. I don't want personal gain. I want to make a living and do what I do comfortably as long as I feel like I'm contributing. And I know, here's what I can say, and I'll say this in all with as much humility as I can. I know my group contributes. We move the needle in multiple ways. So if we get, you know, a little bit of a breathing room financially, congratulations to us. That's what we do. We're a marketing and media team, and we are excellent at it. But I'm not going to decry those that do much better than we do, even though I don't feel like at times their body of work is as good. Doesn't matter. However they resonate, good for them. Anyway, I'm a bit afield here. But so we've got, what's his face, Levin, who goes after Ed Henry. And, I mean, he does it in a masterful way. And he's telling Ed, listen, you don't know. Let me just let you hear it. Let's just do that.
What happened in the Oval Office on that? Was it illegal or not?
Well, we know it's not illegal. What crime was violated? Can you name one?
I'm not naming them. I'm saying others have suggested.
Nobody's naming them.
But well,
hold on, Ed. Ed?
It's not about me.
It's not illegal. The question is whether Biden did something illegal. The president didn't do anything illegal. You know how I know? Because Nancy Pelosi's been on every TV show, and she can't cite one section of the United States Code where it's illegal. My question is, why is Joe Biden above the law? Why is his son above the law? Where is Hunter Biden today? Where is the media? Don't they want to know? Don't they want to know if the leading contender for the Democrat nomination is a crook? And if his son is a crook? Let me tell you about our president. We've had a special counsel with 2,800 subpoenas and 500 search warrants and 500 witnesses and had 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence by Mueller. We've had four Democrat senators. Three wrote a letter to Ukraine and said, you damn well better help Mueller investigate Trump. One pressured them the other week and said, you better not investigate Biden. We know that. What do we know about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? Zero.
So you're okay
Zero.
With a president you about, asking another now, president to dig up dirt on a candidate. You're okay with that.
He's a former vice
dirt
president.
On a candidate?
What dirt are you talking about?
The president of the United States, I'm not saying this
he didn't
was
ask for
illegal, but
are
I'm
you
asking
the same,
you,
this is,
are you okay right. with a president asking his counterpart, this is a simple yes or no, to dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden and his son? Are you okay with that?
First of all, your question is not honest, so I don't give yes
That's
or
a
no
quote from
answers.
The transcript,
let
sir.
Me finish, Ed. You have all morning. I have 2 minutes. It's not an honest question. Show me in the transcript where the president said that.
Well, I don't have it in front of
Nowhere.
Me, but there's a whole
Nowhere,
paragraph
Ed.
Where he asked about
on,
Joe
Ed.
Biden.
Hold on. I'm really trying
question.
To talk to
He asked about
people.
Joe Biden, and the president said...
So what? He asked about
okay,
Joe
let me
Biden.
Is he said
allowed
a
to ask
lot
about
of people
Joe Biden?
Are, the president said a lot of people are wondering about the former vice president and his son's business deal. That's all I'm saying. There's no hidden
it's
question
actually
there.
Not the way he
is
put it either.
Okay?
What you ought
is
to do,
okay?
Ed... Ed, what you ought to do is, rather than restating it, put a graphic up and read it. That said,
okay, we'll do it.
What's the problem, Ed?
I've got to tell you, I love that interchange. What do we know about Biden? What do we know about him? Guy that wants to lead the nation, and nobody on the left wants to question how he got his crackhead son a deal that nobody else in America could get, or very few people could get. You know who could get their people deals like that? The Clintons could get Chelsea a deal like that. The Obamas could get Malia or Sasha a deal like that. You or I, we couldn't get a deal like that. And that's the problem with the optics here. See, the Democrats used to know how to pick fights that would, at least politically, give them an advantage. You can't pick this fight and expect to win over blacks, Latinos, LGBT, etc. Because you know what everybody's going? I can't get that deal. I couldn't get that deal for myself. I couldn't get that deal for a family member. So this is elitism. And that's why Brandon Straka and the walkaway movement continues to grow. That's why, most of these movements are growing. That's why it's easy for us. We're launching this criminal justice reform thing we talked about earlier in the broadcast in Philadelphia and saying, when are you going to wake up, black folks, and understand there's a separate set of rules that Democrats apply to you versus them? Us versus them, the elitist. Anyway, he goes on, he says, are you, Ed Henry, are you okay with the president asking a counterpart asking a government to dig up dirt on a counterpart? And Levin rightfully says, that is a mischaracterization, and I'm not answering a stupid question with yes. Ed Henry's like, yes or no? And Levin's like, no, I'm not answering your stupid question with yes or no, because the question on its prima facie is not good. It's leading, misleading, in fact. And then he said, Ed Henry goes on to just with innuendo. Well, the transcript reads this, and he's like, it doesn't read that way. See, this is, and just for the record, I could have handled this the same, but I'm giving Levin credit because he deserves it. He didn't fall for any of the crap. And this is where you got to wonder, where does Ed Henry's, is this not about me? It's not about me. Well, then get it right. Get it right. Levin says, why don't you have a transcript up so you can actually read from it instead of innuendo? But apparently Fox didn't care. And you can hear Hedgeseth or whatever his name is trying to sneak in. Well, he's vice president, you know, and he's trying to sneak something in to get the conversation in. But anyway, Levin did great.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.